Navy base moved into high gear. This is Murphy Gibbons. In Corpus Christi in December 1941, most shopping was done downtown. Downtown parking was free. There were no parking meters. Outside the downtown area, streets were dirt or gravel. Cars could get stuck on Louisiana, and Santa Fe was a gravel road beyond Louisiana. Ocean Drive was paved, but it was in poor condition. That December, the city council was considering an ordinance to prohibit high school students from hitchhiking home after school. The school board asked for bids to build new classrooms under the stands at the new Buccaneer Stadium. It was a lovely day on December the 7th, 1941. Shortly after noon, people heard on radio that Japanese planes had attacked American bases at Pearl Harbor. At the new Naval Air Station, leaves were canceled. Captain Alva Bernhardt, commander of the station, said the base would turn out as many pilots as we can, as fast as we can. That's our job. Hundreds of sailors and civilian workers gathered the following day in the huge assembly and repair department hangar to hear President Roosevelt's war speech. It was delivered with unusual gravity, every word distinct, as if underlined. Yesterday, December the 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The Naval Air Station, nicknamed the University of the Air, quickly moved from choice to necessity. The training schedule was expanded to 7 days a week and elevated in intensity and tempo. From graduating 300 pilots each month, it rose to 600 a month. In time, new auxiliary fields were built to meet accelerated demands for Navy flyers. The base filled other roles. Boot camp training was added to relieve the Navy's overcrowded training bases. The air station became the supply point for the Gulf Inshore Patrol, composed of subchasers and minesweepers that were charged with guarding the vital shipping lanes. The base also hosted a torpedo bomber training squadron, and at Ward Island it supervised a secret radar training school. This is a fourth of five parts on the Naval Air Station in World War II. This is Murphy Gibbons.